All right, welcome to the show. Here we are.
Hi, it's us.
We took a vacation from podcasting.
Mental vacation.
Uh-huh. We are focusing on our mental health.
And guess what? It's going poorly.
Uh-huh.
Worse than ever.
Iggy,
I
stop
think.
Licking your fucking snooch.
Update on the dog's vagina. Also not great. It's
right.
About as good as our mental health.
Mm-hmm.
It's deteriorating. Our mental health is usually on par with the health of Iggy's vagina.
Right. It's so. Like astrology. You can study the dog's clam to find out how we're doing. Oh, the dog's clam says there's going to be some big changes in your life and you might go on a trip. You might meet somebody new based on the clitoris. Do dogs have clitoris?
Clitori? No, I don't think so. I don't think they orgasm.
No.
What is the evolutionary idea behind the clitoris and orgasming in general? Is it because it's so awful to have children, literally give birth to them and raise them, that you need some incentive?
Maybe.
It has to be the best feeling in the world.
That's got
to
be part of it, sure.
Otherwise, no one would ever do it.
Yeah, but I mean, having a baby also triggers all kinds of stuff inside of you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The way a baby looks and smells.
Yeah, I guess, but maybe it's people were pandas for a while. Although, you think pandas would have big, fat clitorises, too.
You should install clitorises onto pandas.
Yeah.
For incentive.
Yes, install them.
Uh-huh. If a species wants to die out, who are we to...
That's
although
true.
Pandas are so goddamn adorable.
I think that's the thing. Yeah. I think that's what all zoos are.
Do pandas hurt people? Because every video... You know, if you see a polar bear,
yeah,
it'll just swat you once and you'll be dead.
I don't think they maul people.
Because there's all those videos of baby panda bears...
Playing?
Yeah, playfully attacking people and...
It's so funny.
That's the funniest video on the internet.
Guys, don't listen to this podcast. Go watch panda videos.
You already don't. You ever see Kung Fu Panda?
No, I didn't.
It's very good.
Everyone says that to me and you know what? I don't want to hear it, okay?
Why?
I'm not going to watch Kung Fu Panda. I will never be in the mood to watch
Kung
Fu Panda.
All right, fine, fuck it. You don't have to watch Kung Fu Panda.
I'll take all of your words for it. I'm not watching it.
All right, this is not the hill I want to die on.
Fine.
Forget
it.
But we watched How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Yeah, that's another one that I...
They just keep making the same movie
exactly.
Over and over again.
It's the same shit.
You just
time.
Watch it for the new visuals. Oh, cool, they're flying through a volcano now, and it looks amazing, you know?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And you know the trajectory. You know what's going to happen.
Have we ever talked about what happened to me personally when I went to see How to Train Your Dragon?
I think we did, but we can talk about it again.
I had a bite of an edible, just like the ear of a gummy bear.
Right.
And lost my shit in How to Train Your Dragon 3 in theaters.
Yeah.
I had to go outside and puke on the sidewalk.
Right.
You and I were so high that we ended up in a Whole Foods for a minute.
We ended up in a Whole Foods and then somehow got into the bowels of the Whole Foods. We just entered some door and all of a sudden there's pipes and stuff and we're like, what the fuck?
We couldn't stop laughing about it even though we were terrified.
Oh, I was horrified.
It was so scary.
I was very high too. I wasn't on your level.
I remember being so high that we were upstairs in a Whole Foods somewhere and I was like, I don't think it's possible for us to escape.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Why did
we'll
we go in
that.
There to begin with?
I don't know.
The lights will sober us up or something.
Yeah. Oh, that was one of the worst experiences. Why do I keep fucking with weed? It's just not for me, but I do it anyway.
I don't know. I do the same thing.
Just
anything
to escape.
Yeah.
Let's try Jankum.
Okay. That's cost efficient.
Yeah, you can make your own Jankum, right?
Right, yeah.
Do you know how to make Jankum?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. Give
you just
everyone...
shit and piss into a bucket, and then you let it sit. That's what Jankum is.
It's fermented?
And then you huff it, yeah.
There's no extra chemicals involved?
No, no, no. The chemicals are in your shit and piss.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like methane or something?
I don't know.
Wow. And you get high? I wonder what that high is.
You get a head high.
Jesus.
I feel like they did it on one of the Jackass spinoff
thing.
They
must have, yeah.
What's his name? The Bam's friend that was always... Brandon Novak.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know much about
him. You made
him
like snort jankum for snort. A thousand. Or whatever you do. Huff it, I guess.
Yeah, you just kind of smell the bucket, right?
We
you
could huff paint too.
Okay.
You could try that.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of paint under the sink.
I remember I accidentally got very high in like 8th or 9th grade spray painting t-shirts with my friends at a sleepover. We used to like make t-shirts for basketball games.
Sure,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Go so-and-so. And we got so high, but we didn't know we were high. We just couldn't stop laughing. And I've been brain dead ever since.
Right.
I used to be so smart.
Really?
Uh-huh.
When?
A long time ago.
That's cool.
As a baby.
You're a baby genius?
I was a boss baby genius.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, I'm glad I'm not a genius anymore.
Yeah. I think that was like... Ignorance is bliss.
It is.
It's and nice. You are very blissful.
Walk around drooling.
Yeah, you're so happy.
Loving life.
Just clapping at bubbles. I just blow bubbles in front of you.
It's great.
You loudly laugh and shit your pants.
And then get high and the cycle continues.
Right. Just eat. I have to slap marbles out of your mouth. Because that's what you
Where
eat.
Do I keep getting these marbles?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's the question I'm asking.
Oh, it's hard to be alive.
Sure. Do you want to shit on white women on the internet?
Oh.
That seems to be what we talk about most of the time.
Yeah, it just makes me nervous to get into this because it's like at the end of the day, you're mocking on paper.
Victims.
Yeah.
Of crimes and treachery.
Listen, because I really don't want to get too deep into it, especially with like specifics, because everyone's really exposing their traumas on the internet right now. But my opinion is that it's not the time for a second Me Too movement,
right.
Especially with specifically within the
we got bigger fish to fry right now.
Stand up. Comedy community, because stand-up comedy isn't happening,
but so it's so toxic when it does happen. toxic and uninviting to women when they go to open mics. It's just hate speech, rape, grab. That's what an open mic is like, guys, so you should never try it.
Yeah, nobody should ever try it for many different reasons.
I'm considering breaking this diet that I'm on.
Oh, yeah?
To have like just like a fucking chocolate cake or something.
Just,
just like something ridiculous.
He put his fingers together to denote something very tiny and then said a chocolate cake.
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate that like it's tough dieting when you live next to a chocolate cake store.
I know.
We live next.
That's how I got in this mess in the first place. That's how I grew these titties, you know?
We live next to one of the best bakeries in the city.
Right.
It is so goddamn good. And that's why when people listen to us go like, we're out of cannolis. We've had too many. They're probably like, what the fuck are these two?
Right. We live
eating?
In a bakery.
We live next to an Italian bakery and it is so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what was really
I don't really want that though.
That lemon cake we had.
That was very good.
That was good.
But it's almost too good. It's almost like too subtle and shit. Right
yeah,
now
like,
I just want to eat
what is this, my
like,
wedding? What am what? I getting married or
what
something?
What the fuck are you talking about?
The cake. It tastes like a wedding cake because it's so good. But I wouldn't know what that tastes like.
Right.
I've never
been to a wedding?
You're not allowed to have the cake unless you're the bride.
I don't think that's right.
Isn't that how weddings
the last wedding
work?
We went to and
they force fed the bride the entire six
yeah,
tier
yeah,
cake.
Yeah. She sat on it. It was hot as hell.
What wedding did we go to?
Your friends from school, from growing up.
Oh, that was a few years ago, right?
Was that well, we haven't been to a wedding in a while. Whatever the last one we went to was, I ate so much fucking cake because I got shit faced and I was like
more cake.
I'm eating more cake.
See, when I'm drunk, I don't crave sweets. I don't like it.
I crave anything that moves.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've been doing this diet because I grew tits. Listeners will know
mm-hmm.
from last week.
Yeah.
So I've been doing... It's working, but I'm craving sweets.
Yeah. Well, you just got to power through. Anytime you're craving a sweet, you can just have a...
A bell pepper.
Ugh, yeah. Those they say super sweets on them.
Yeah.
Super sucre.
Have you guys tried sugar, idiots? It's going to blow your mind if you think this is super sweet. Here's a tip, though. Here's the health tip for the podcast. If you want to lose weight and you think it's difficult, you know, you go no sugar, no added sugar, no carbs, and then you like, and you got to avoid most fruit because a lot of fruit has sugar in it. Well, all fruit has sugar in it, but berries are okay.
Why are berries? Are berries low on sugar?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And they're just like, they're like a superfood or whatever.
Interesting.
Do that and combine that with some kind of exercise and intermittent fasting. So you want 16 hours between the last meal you had and the first meal you have the next day.
What, is this a fitness podcast?
Yes.
Is this some kind of health podcast?
And if you do that for fucking 10 days, you'll see dramatic changes.
How does intermittent fasting work?
I just said it.
I blacked out for a second. How long do you have to not eat?
Well, you can do between 12 and 16 hours.
Okay. Okay.
It's harder than you think.
Yeah,
but you get
no,
used to all of it.
Very hard.
It's all horrible for a while. You want to kill somebody, but eventually it works. And, you know, it's basically keto with intermittent fasting. That's like the whole thing.
And keto itself is rough stuff, right?
Yeah.
This all sounds pretty bad.
It's bad, but eventually you just get used to it and you're good.
Ugh.
I am going to eat that cookie dough in the freezer.
Oh, yeah. You know why we have to do that?
Why?
Because we don't have a cookie pan.
I know. I assume that's why you bought it.
This is why we got to get married. We got to register somewhere so we can get knives. We have to get married.
Get knives.
No, we have to get married so that people will buy us knives.
We did just talk to our married couple friends who were saying they got like $1 trillion back for taxes.
$20,000?
For
did
taxes.
You guys know about that? If any of you are on the fence about getting married, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
I don't care how miserable you are. $20,000? That's crazy.
Yeah.
We could buy so much knives.
We could buy so many knives.
We could buy all the best knives. I'm really into knives now in quarantine. Right.
You're like a juggalo.
Yeah, I am a juggalette.
We had those old champagne glasses with the juggalo hatchet men and women.
I bought those for you for your birthday on Etsy.
Yeah, like year one when we were dating.
Yeah, I got you. They're wine glasses with the juggalo and juggalette, his and hers.
Yes.
Wine glasses, and I bought them from Etsy. And when you open the box, it smelled like just a fucking old woman's house full of stale cigarettes.
Yeah, it smelled like menthol fucking cigarettes. You showed me the pictures of the couple that makes them.
Yeah, they were. Is that how we decided to become Satanists? I feel like they were Satanists, and
No, they're cool. Yeah, those things stunk. You couldn't wash the stink off of them, and then we would drink like Miller High Life in them.
Yeah, it was perfect.
It was a different time.
Oh, it was such a simpler time.
It was before the second Me Too movement. Yeah, we almost had police reform, but then a bunch of female comedians came out and said that...
someone molested their chairs.
Right. Jerry Seinfeld winked at one of them, and so we had to start World War III with men, and that's where we are, and that's why I live in the attic.
You're an MRA.
I am an MRA. I mean, men need their rights to be fought for.
Okay. I'm on the side of everyone's a piece of shit. I fucking hate everybody. You're
yeah, me
all
too.
Awful.
Me too. Men suck too. But I do think we were talking about this off mic about how one of the critiques that people are putting out there on the internet is that like, or a tweet I saw circulating a lot and other people were retweeting it and saying like, yes, I agree. This is what happened to me. The tweet said something along the lines of, I was doing stand-up comedy but had to quit because of the toxic environment at open mics. And I think they reference like homophobia, sexism, all this other shit, you know?
Yeah.
And we were saying that it's like when you go to an open mic, those aren't comedians.
It's not.
They just plug a microphone into the wall.
Yeah.
And anybody in the bar, anybody on the street out in front of the bar, homeless people. I saw a guy go on stage one time. He was homeless. He faced the other way. He had a fly swatter and he was just waving it at nothing and screaming.
Yeah,
If that guy throws Jews in there, that's not on us.
Yeah.
That's not our community.
That's true. Like, this isn't even a dig to say that open micers aren't comedians. It's like, no, literally half the people doing open mics are not comedians.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's like guys who lost some fantasy football bet.
Right. That happens all the time.
Half the people lost a goddamn bet. The other half lost their goddamn minds. And then there's a handful of us who are actually trying to make something of ourselves. And some of those people take the open mic scene a little too seriously.
Yeah, if you show up and somebody's on stage saying that women are whores or whatever, it's like, that guy said it. This isn't a communal thing.
Yeah.
We didn't all, before you got here, we didn't all get together and we're like, all right, let's write our women are whores jokes. It's
yeah.
like, it's an individual endeavor.
Very individual. Like, I hate to be lumped in with some of these people who are just at home cutting doll hair off and
yeah
shoving them.
There's a guy at the creek in the cave who shows up in Joker makeup and he fucking throws up half the time he performs.
Don't do open mics. It is honestly like,
it's the dregs of society.
Yeah.
The open mic community, you cannot base our profession on that shit, you
right
know?
Yeah, I went to the slaughterhouse and it was violent,
right? Yeah, and I couldn't do it because everybody was so creepy to me. It's like, yeah, that's where you're at a dive bar and
yeah.
drunks are there.
They're
and
some of the worst people in the world.
It's weirdos. It collects weirdos. And then, I don't know.
I do think, I do think, I'm like gaslighting myself here, but I think I'm hardwired to let a lot of insane shit just roll off my back for better or for worse. And so I don't perceive dangers.
Right. I mean, I think you're also a comedy fan, so you understand a couple of things. First of all, most people are going to miss the mark, so their jokes in their brain they think
yeah.
are jokes come out of their mouth, and they just sound like statements, and they sound horrific
yeah.
and awful. And then the second thing to remember is that people like Patrice O'Neill were actually able to stand on stage and say horrific things,
yeah.
and it was hilarious. So...
Yeah.
You got to keep both those things in mind. I feel like a lot of people just aren't fans of comedy. They're like, I want a spotlight on me. I want to be the center of attention. They go to an open mic and they go, this is what comedy is? This is horrific.
This
I can't
is a
believe
nightmare.
This. Nobody's
yeah.
like, you know, digging deep and finding out about different stuff and finding or just accepting the concept that a lot of people, including yourself, are going to think of stuff that they think is funny, and then when it comes out of their mouth, it's just fucking not, you know?
There's some guy who goes up at open mics, and he's just pants. He's
just
a
what?
Giant pair of pants.
I've seen that.
And listen,
what is that?
I think people we know like him. I have no idea who it is.
Yeah, his name's like Johnny Pants or something. He cinches the pants up, like, around his eyes.
You can't see him. He's just a giant pair of pants.
That's pretty great.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I don't know what his jokes are like, but
yeah, exactly.
I'm on board.
I've never watched the act, but...
I mean, I love a good open mic character.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too,
not
actually.
Necessarily funny, but, like, holy fuck.
Because you're almost mocking the spectacle of an open mic.
Right.
You're almost saying, like, what are we all doing here? If you do it well.
Everybody's getting on stage and talking about how all their friends are getting married, and that is just painfully unfunny.
Yeah.
And then when you see somebody who's just fucking bananas, just like,
yeah.
you know, like, who's the cat guy?
Oh, Jolly Cat.
Jolly Cat.
He wasn't
yeah.
he on America's Got Talent?
Something like that, yeah. Sounds yeah. like sounds like something they would fucking book.
Unreal.
Yeah, it's a guy who dressed up like a cat and he would sing.
Yeah, he says he's got that like Bert from Mary Poppins drum kit thing that like straps to your back and goes over your head.
Oh.
I think does that make sense?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like
yeah.
cymbals and shit, and he just goes like, I'm a jolly cat. Like one of those microphones that just like floats next to your mouth.
Right. He's got like a YouTube documentary.
He seems like a sweetheart.
Yeah. There was one guy who was trying to make a movie about him as a mermaid or something, and that he was like really committed to it. He was
yeah.
trying to get funding for this mermaid movie, and he would just go up and like pitch the movie to you. That guy was a weirdo.
Oh, this is a different guy?
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
Thought,
T-shirts made.
I
like
thought you
Jeff
were...
the Mermaid movie.
Okay. I thought you were saying there's some guy who saw Jolly Cat.
No, no, no.
And was like, I need this man in my mermaid movie.
No, no.
Okay.
Yeah, Jolly Cat was on America's Got Talent. Yeah, Jesus definitely. Christ.
Search Jolly
Jesus
Cat.
Jesus fucking
America's
Christ.
Got Talent.
So what you're hearing us say is the open mic weirdos, the like ones where you're like, oh, it's Jolly Cat. He was probably hit in the head with
like,
a bat when he
ha,
was...
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, he was kicked...
Fucking idiot.
He was kicked by a mule when he was a child. And now we all... You know, you're just leaning over explaining this to your new open mic friends. Like, we all just entertain it. You know, we just all accept it.
We have to step over him on our way to getting famous.
Right, and here he is on America's Got Talent. Who has, that show has how many fucking millions and millions of viewers?
I hate the concept of that. It's something they did with American Idol that we all got a taste for, which I think is for the worst. For the worst. Is just like mocking somebody. Like they bring people on America's...
They don't do that on America's Got Talent, really.
What they did with Jolly Cat.
Oh, really?
I
guess I don't really watch it.
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't like, this guy's good and we're all inspired by him. Everyone from whoever the fuck, it's like Howard Stern
Simon
or some...
Cowell.
Yeah, they're all like looking at each other like, are you serious? And everyone...
Simon Cowell's frozen, pulled back, Skeletor face. Looks like the Red Skull.
And all these Midwest... bumpkins in their big dog t-shirts are all feeling good about themselves in the audience. Like, wow.
Yeah, at least I'm not that fucking guy.
That's what they did with Susan Boyle, and that video still makes me cry.
Well, that was America's Got... or
Britain's
what?
Got Talent.
Britain's Got... No, was it Britain's Got Talent or is it American Idol? Britain Idol.
I don't care.
Because, well, the point I'm trying to make, Catherine, is that American Idol... America's Got Talent always bugged the shit out of me. That is terrible grammar.
Piers Morgan. So I think it was Britain's Got Talent. I think
but
he
it was,
wasn't
it Britain Idol? Or is that not a thing?
I don't think that's a thing.
Well, whatever. American Idol was the first time I really saw the shitting on people. And they went... I feel like that show went harder than any other show.
American
Idol? They
were
just like, you fucking suck.
Do you remember? Do you remember?
You look like dog food.
And that's how Simon Cowell became famous.
Right.
Do you remember William Hung?
Yes.
Oh my God. The fact that
he put out an album and people bought it and listened to it and made fun of him in their own homes. They're like, we got to get him this message.
That was a hate crime.
That was horrible.
Think?
Horrible.
That was 100%.
Bobcat Goldthwait made a great movie called, oh fuck, American Dream or something like
that.
Oh, that
is disturbing.
God Bless America.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah, you could not make it today. I feel like he got it in under the wire.
Yeah. Also, it wasn't mainstream.
Yeah, it did pretty well, though, as like an indie movie.
Yeah.
And it's about this guy who, his wife divorced him, and then he brings flowers to a woman at his office, and she like claims he's sexually harassing her, and then he goes home and he watches television. Everything's just shit. It's just like they're like making fun of the Kardashians and stuff. There's like a reality show where a girl's getting into a fight with another girl and she pulls her tampon out and throws it
oh
at her
God.
And he has this moment where he's like, I fucking hate everything.
Yeah.
I hate everybody.
Yeah.
And he starts watching My Sweet 16. And there's a girl who's screaming because her parents didn't get her the right car.
That's a real, that happened all the time.
Yeah,
on that
so
show.
He drives to her school and shoots her.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it's fucking awesome. And then a girl in her class witnesses this and completely is on the same wavelength.
Oh, she's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
She gets it and they go on a killing spree and they're just like, do you hate people who do this? And he's like, yeah. And then they go fucking gun down those people.
Did we watch this together?
Yeah.
Can we watch it again tonight?
Sure,
while
yeah.
we eat cookie dough and cry?
But they end up, they do exactly the William Hung thing. So that's who they want to go after.
Wait, they want to kill the William Hung?
No,
character?
They want to kill all the judges.
Good, okay.
And then the spin at the end, the twist at the end.
Wait, don't tell people.
I won't, but okay. It's brilliant.
Okay.
It's such a bloodbath of a movie. They're killing children and whoever the fuck, and it's like sweet, you know?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's really good. Bobcat has some great movies. He's just an awesome director. He directs a lot of comedy specials, and he directs the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Didn't he set a chair on fire on late night, and that's why he was never asked
back to a late night show?
Oh, yeah,
Letterman.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like the type of thing Letterman would be weird about.
I heard a story where the guys from Nickelback were on Kimmel.
Yeah.
And I guess in their rider, it says that you can't shoot the main guy from the side because he's self-conscious about how big his nose is.
So ugly. Okay.
And so you got to, all the cameras have to be front facing. And Bobcat had like a really good relationship with all the cameramen.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's on the headset in the control room. The song starts and they're going, you know, camera one, camera two. And all the camera guys get in his like headset and start going, you're going to let him talk to you like that? You're going to let him do that to you? You're going to let him tell you how to fucking direct? And they keep hounding him, right? So yeah. Halfway through the song, Bobcat Goldthwait breaks and he's like, fine, everybody go for the nose. And they just shoot his nose from every direction.
Oh my God, just over and over.
Yeah.
Did he take it well?
I don't know. Remember that meme that was like, look at this graph? Do you remember that?
No.
The first time I saw that. You've never seen that?
Look at this graph.
Somebody edited that song and he's holding a graph.
See, I wish the internet was just that. That was so delightful. It was like pure goofy absurdity. Remember Lolcats and Rocket Man, Jetpack Man?
What is that?
There used to be like almost like Flash Player games you could play on Facebook. Do you remember that? There's one called like Jetpack Dude or Rocket Man or something. And all it is just seeing if you can stay afloat while like you're like
I'm
in
sure
a cave.
I'm sure you could still play that.
On Facebook? It was
maybe
like
not
on
Facebook,
your profile.
But I'm sure. I play SimCity on my work computer all the time.
That's good. Are you doing well at it? I've always hated The Sims.
It's not The Sims. It's SimCity.
What is the difference?
It's a huge difference.
It's in Las Vegas?
No, you're not playing a Sims. SimCity was the OG game where you're building a city.
I hate that shit. You love all that.
You
like,
hate everything.
I know. Roller Coaster Tycoon and shit.
Yes.
It's a fucking chore.
It's not
you're
a fucking
chore.
You're
a city planner now? You're an architect? I want to have fun. I don't want
to
do
it
a job.
It is fun to build a city and you call it like butt city or ass city.
Okay.
Fart. Berg.
Okay. I'm
on fart. As old as I get, I still got to call my city like...
Fartburg?
Yeah.
That is pretty good.
Right?
Yeah. Should we tell people how we're going to be making hot sauces and pitch some of the names that we're going to do?
We said this on the Patreon, but yeah.
Did
we
pitch
talk
the
about
names
it.
On the Patreon?
No. So just a little backstory. Our buddy Julio has a restaurant. It's closing in Williamsburg and... He makes hot sauce now. That's what he's going to do. His hot sauce is on that show, Hot Ones.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. We just got another one of his hot sauces.
Hot Ones featuring Chrissy Teigen.
Right. Chrissy Teigen's weird fucking bloated
Stop.
Head. She looks like a hot air balloon. Dumb bitch. I fucking hate Chrissy Teigen.
She's annoying. I'll agree.
Yeah, but... Anyway, so
we're making hot sauce.
We're making hot sauce and we're going to give it to people who sign up for Patreon or already are on Patreon. And we're going to make two different ones, hopefully, if Julio gets his shit together. A really, really hot one and then like just a flavorful one.
Yeah.
We already had a sample of one of them.
It's so good.
It's going to be like pesto based,
I
think.
It's genuinely flavorful, also with a kick. I don't usually like hot sauce, especially if it's... just hot and then you can't taste the rest of your food.
Yeah.
I don't like that. But
yeah, he's good at that. He's good at like that shit I have in the fridge, that like little container.
Yeah.
That shit is so hot,
mm-hmm.
but it's also really tasty. Yeah. So you put like a few drips in like a omelet or something and it really brings out the flavor. Anyway, yeah, for the super hot one, I want to make one that's like painful, you know?
Yeah.
And we're going to call that What did we land on?
Unlubricated anal sex with the devil.
Yeah. Because it's always like devil shit, you know?
Yeah, there are people who name hot sauces always try so hard to be like tough
right.
and scary.
Punch you in the face with the devil's cock. That could be a good one.
Punch you in the face with the devil's cock.
Yeah. Do you have any other ideas?
No.
What the fuck? Why are you being a jerk?
Because...
I'm going to fucking get your ass. I'm eating all the cookie dough. You don't get to have any of it.
No, Ian, that's serious. That's not funny anymore. That's not funny at all.
Don't do accents.
I wasn't.
Don't do an accent. That's off mic behavior.
I'm losing my mind.
Why?
You know, this is called, because the world is awful and personally my life is falling apart. You know what I keep thinking about? This show's called Suicide Pact. The more depressed I am, like the worse my life is, the less I want to kill myself.
What? Why?
I don't know why. Well, maybe curiosity for how bad it can get.
Yeah.
Like, let's see what happens next. The world's imploding.
That is something that keeps me going, you know?
The most suicidal I ever was right after college. I was like 21, had no responsibilities, no job also. Maybe Aimless. That was part of it.
You're all sensitive.
Yeah, I really was. That fucked me up so bad. But now my life sucks.
Jesus Christ. By the way, I'm the only real thing she has going on in her life. So this is
no,
an attack.
You know, my family's falling apart.
Yeah,
right
our
now.
Family's doing shit.
That's all. I'm just bummed out right now, but
well, what would make you feel better? We could go to the movies, we could go see a band perform, we could go hang out at a bar, anything you want.
I would
like
to go to a restaurant indoors.
Right.
Full
you
of
know,
people.
When we were at Skinny Dennis the other day.
Yes.
They have the inside of the bar is open, kind of, like you can walk in, get a drink, and then you have to leave. But you can use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And went into the bathroom, and the bathroom is that like typical New York dive bar bathroom where it's just covered in graffiti.
Yeah, it was like the inspiration for the bathroom we have now.
Yeah, yeah. But my thought was that like, what a bummer. All these places that their appeal was that they were filthy.
Yeah.
Like you'd go there and you're like, I'm a dirt ball tonight.
Yeah.
Are going to have to be immaculate forever, you know. You're never gonna find that anymore, and if you do find it, you shouldn't be there because you're gonna fucking catch the zombie flu.
Oh god,
we can't go to like Santa's in Nashville.
Yeah,
you know, that's made from a old converted trailer and the bathroom is plywood. And
you could though. I think just because of the decor and like the building itself is a little dingy, they could wipe it down with Lysol.
No, and they will.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it's going to be phony. So it now is. All of a sudden these bars are going to be pretending to be gross.
One of my favorite, I mean, this is true alcoholism, but one of my favorite things about a bar that would lure me in like a cartoon following like the scent of pie to a windowsill was like a dirty bleach
bar
stale beer bar rag.
Yeah. Or just stale beer in general. Like
yeah.
It gets this stink, this like sour stink.
Yeah,
to it.
With like
your mouth starts to salivate and you're like, I have a problem.
I know.
But not like, today, bitch.
I don't have
Jameson
a problem
on the rocks.
Till tomorrow. Man, I miss that really shitty bar, Malachi's in the upper west side. I love that place.
Me too. That was my spot. When I worked for ABC News, I had this director who loathed me because my whole job was to spell check chyrons, and I am dyslexic, and I didn't tell anybody that. And so every night, the show Nightline was riddled with errors, just like everybody's name was wrong underneath them.
Is that when you give the chyron to Kim Kardashian, PhD?
No, that was a different thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I fucked up a different thing. But yeah, so I would get screamed at every night, but they couldn't fire me because I was in the union. I don't even think they tried. And also, this guy was just a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
He was he's just like a... He was in like a band that you know, wear a fedora and shit. You know, like that type of guy.
The fact that you know that your coworker is in a band is
right.
a red flag. That's my philosophy. Is like, you don't bring that shit
he
to
was
the
like
office.
He was like a high school bully, too, because he had this authority over me.
Yeah.
Like, if I caught him in an alley, I'd beat the fuck out of him. But like, he had his little like executive producer and his associate director, and they were like, yeah, get him! You know, I forget
right.
his name. Just it really was like a Back to the Future type of situation.
Yeah.
And so every night I was just super fucking depressed. I had to have this job because I just got my own apartment and I could barely afford it.
Yeah.
So I would go to Malachi's,
mm-hmm.
which is on the Upper West Side. It's like in a neighborhood that you would never even think a good bar would be in.
Yeah, one of those like it's all Bed Bath & Beyond and like pillow stores.
Right.
Not that, yeah.
Yeah, there's like a Sleepy's right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of like pillow,
well,
couch, and mattress stores.
Yeah, old Jewish people are tired as hell. So there's, it's like a Irish, it's such a fucking shithole. That's the whole thing. I would watch Letterman on their TV, and their TV was like black and white at the time.
Yeah.
It was tiny. And I would just sit there and drink whiskey. And, you know, you know it's going to be good when the bartender's Irish. Like fucking Cork Irish. Like, what are you saying to me, Irish?
Yeah, and they don't like you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He would
until you're like third drink order, and they're like, oh, he's not drinking whatever White Russians.
Yeah, they
or
have enough of a feel for you that they like you've passed their test, but yeah. It takes a long time.
And then the drinks start becoming free.
Yeah, yeah. He would give you just all this Jameson for free, or like
that's not just a. That guy
I know,
thing.
I know. Like, you would have a bunch of drinks throughout the night, and then when it would be time to calculate the tab, he'd be like, "Eh, how about three? I'll just charge you for three of them."
Right.
And you're like, "Nice."
It's like he can't find his glasses. So
yeah,
he's like,
and he doesn't give a fuck. There's
yeah,
a,
you always get. Don't they serve like wine in a can? There
no, he would give me like barefoot wine in a little plastic bottle. It would be warm and turned, and I would be like, "Thank you,
yeah,
I love this."
There's like gnats, and all the chairs are folding chairs, and they have like tape on them, and you can get like. A burger and fries. That is the menu.
Yeah.
And they come out in like paper plates, you know?
Right. From some
Great.
Guy in the basement.
Stained glass everywhere and shit.
Oh, and when you go back to the bathroom in the back, it's like dilapidated. It's falling apart.
Right.
You can't really shut the door. You just have to hope for the best. And then it's got one of those windows into an alley where you're like, well.
Yeah, there's always a cat sitting there.
Oh, it's great. I missed that so
That
much.
Bathroom has on the wall, it says, look right. That's what's written on the
yeah.
wall, and you look right, and it says "look left," and you find yourself.
And you're like,
I'm drunk. I did it twice.
There's a place similar to that, although it's like a little bit of a hip kind of, especially because it's in Soho. I think that you're in, which is like one of the oldest bars in New York.
Oh yeah.
And there's an insane Irish bartender who's. He's actually not like that, where you have to earn his affection. He's like just mean to everybody as a joke. He's insane.
Okay.
I think he may have died.
A lot of them are very kind, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah.
There's different types of Irish bartenders. Sometimes they're just like so gregarious and shit.
Yeah.
But that's usually not the tiny watering holes you find.
That's
usually
true.
Like a bigger place.
Remember the place we went to in Williamsburg that was like, it had like a VFW feel, but it was like an Italian bar,
yes.
boxing bar.
Yes.
That is one of my favorite.
We walked in and they
discovered.
Like had made a stew. Or
oh
something.
No, his wife had made like eggplant parm or something.
No, it was like sausages. And
oh
like,
yeah. It was just fresh Italian food, but it wasn't like you could order food there.
Just,
it was just
he
like,
just cooks the people that come in. He
yeah.
cooks for them.
That was incredible.
Yeah. And then it was all just like photos of boxers.
Yeah.
I assume people they knew.
Right.
Yeah, it was great.
That was a great one.
Just a little fucking shithole.
God, I miss bars. I don't miss like crowded bars. I think that's what I'm not like itching for that shit to open back up. I know it's going to be awful because once bars open, every single bar, even the shitty ones, will be packed. I really miss those, like we said, those dive bars that nobody goes to.
Yeah.
They're truly shitty, but you can just sit with a good bartender who's interesting and just watch them for a while.
Right.
And drink shitty, cheap beer and whiskey.
Yeah, that's where the romance of drinking comes in.
Yeah.
When you're out at just like, I don't know, something like 1&1 or something where it's crowded
oh,
and
that's
it's
awful.
Bro-y and... It's loud, you know, they're playing some shitty music and all the TVs are enormous and playing some stupid fucking game you don't give a fuck about. That's awful.
Yeah.
You cracking a Bud Light because that's what they have.
I mean, I'll do it, but
sure.
I don't like it.
You got to suck it up. What do you think about all this goddamn blackface that keeps happening, Catherine?
Yeah, you know what's really
I'll
funny?
Interview you.
Okay, interview me about blackface. What do I think about it? Bad. Don't do it. 30 Rock made sense. I remembered that. And you go, those people were purposely playing bad characters like Sarah Silverman and in her show and then in 30 Rock. The one that really tickled me is Golden Girls just had to pull some episodes from
Blackface.
Oh,
yeah. Blanche was like, doing a little soft shoe.
Doing a
really not
show?
Very tasteful.
What the hell? When did that come in?
I don't know.
To play?
I never saw that episode. That's, or maybe I did and just didn't think about
it. I don't remember that. That's very funny. Like, we've all been doing blackface this whole time?
I think,
we shouldn't talk about this.
I think
this.
Kimmel might get canceled.
Really?
Yeah, there are already rumors that, like, they took down his sign.
If they do
LA.
That, then they have to cancel Jimmy Fallon, right? Or is that
no,
different?
They're different networks.
No, what I mean is like morally.
Well, why?
That would make no sense to drop Jimmy Kimmel and then Jimmy Kimmel and then everybody's and fine with Jimmy Fallon.
They're on different networks, so it's just like you. The network decides.
No, I understand the logistics of it. I just do mean, you? Like, wouldn't that be the most absurd thing in the world that like one guy gets fully canceled and his show is yanked, and the other guy who did the same thing with the exact same type of show just keeps going.
I don't know. I just mean it's as all a society. So fucking stupid.
Wouldn't that
man.
Be so
it's
weird?
So fucking stupid. Watch it in con. Well, I don't even think anybody watches it. Nobody remembers these sketches. Like, I remember these fucking sketches. They were not offense. They just weren't on their face. If they would, you were taking somebody and trying to transform them into the person they were parodying. You know,
we don't
it's the same thing
say.
As fighting a fuck, putting on a wig or whatever. I understand there's a history and shit, but you know, you're being disingenuous if you say that it's the same thing as putting on like big white lips and fucking pretending to be a slave. It's like, no, they were trying to do just like when Jimmy Fallon played Howard Stern, he wore a big black wig and sunglasses, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's just one of those things, like, all right, that's the...
Who played Obama?
The rule's been made. Fred Armisen?
Fred Armisen, he was in blackface for that.
No, I mean, he didn't have to darken his skin.
He did.
He did?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if he lays awake at night, like, uh-oh.
Because back then we understood, well... What's really happening is the corporations, they love this discussion. They love just like keep them going at it, you know? White versus black. There's a fucking race war happening. Don't look over here. Nobody's unionized. Yeah. Don't pay anybody any money. Yeah, Black Lives Matter. Fucking Jeff Bezos. Well, he fires a guy who's black trying to unionize, you know?
Yeah. You know, what do you think about this? This taught me from a very early age because kids don't know that blackface isn't. Okay, like white kids, I don't think, like, inherently, they have no idea, you know? Like,
well, maybe now, maybe kids growing up now, no.
When I was in elementary school, we had, like, a class project where we had to do, like, a skit or something from, I think it was Tom Sawyer. And
did you play?
No, I played Tom. But my friend, who's also named Catherine, this sounds like I'm making it up. I swear to God.
A
different person. She played the other person. Forget the name.
Call him Jim.
I remember she used a paper plate that she... You know what? I honestly don't remember if it was Tom Sawyer. Anyway... She was playing playing a black character, so she took a paper plate and like drew on it in like brown and like put it to her face and like played that character, and my teacher was horrified, and she made us give a presentation the next day
on
the history of blackface.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, what do you
know, if she wasn't horrified, if she didn't like emote that much,
her
I would be like, oh, that's kind of
like,
interesting, you know, like, hey, here's you guys didn't know about this, maybe you guys don't know about this, but this is something that happened that's kind of shitty.
She did make us feel like we did something really really bad.
That's horrible.
And so I remember us sitting down, like, you know when you get yelled at
and you don't know why,
and you're just so frustrated, you're like, oh. And so we were mad at her, and then we always just held that inside, like, I don't know. The lesson is now tinged with anger and shame and fear rather than like, we still did learn the lesson. So I don't know. That's why I'm like posing the question to you.
What lesson? Because my thought is like, this is why I don't want to have fucking kids.
Yeah.
Because you run into these complicated situations. Because my thought, like the lesson I would want to teach somebody is that intent matters and that you're not in trouble because you were trying to play a person who wasn't the same race as you. So that's how you thought to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
These people were openly mocking black people because they thought they were inferior, thought they were fucking animals, you know? And see, that's why you're not in trouble. So just know that intent matters. But the truth is that in the world now, currently, intent does not matter at all. People are pretty open about that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter what you were thinking. It's how I feel.
Yeah.
So that's why nobody should have fucking children because they're doomed.
That's true. I agree.
Yeah. Should we end it there?
Yeah.
All right. Hail Satan.
All right. Hail Satan, everybody.